This is the audio recording for the Candia Planning Board meeting for April 16th, 2025.
This is here for a permit. So, Judy, will you please run the meeting at this point?
I certainly will, Mark. So, first item on the agenda is the scenic roads tree trimming removal, and I'll read it. Applicant is Eversource Energy, Post Office Box 330, Manchester, New Hampshire, 03105. The owners, Town of Candia, 74 High Street, Candia, New Hampshire. Property location, 119 New Boston Road in Candia, map 406, lot 101. The intent to remove a 6-inch hemlock and a 13-inch maple. Remove a 14-inch maple with cavities and a bulging root collar. Remove a twin stem oak in decline and remove a 10-inch cracked and rotting maple for an existing pole replacement. So is Eversource here to talk about that? You may begin and just give your name.
Sure. My name is Marissa Del Corso. I am the local area arborist for Eversource. This project was brought to me by our engineering department as a capital improvement project. It's a rather simple one. They're just replacing a pole with a taller pole and putting a new piece of equipment on it. But based on our trimming standards, the kind of sphere of clearance that we're trying to maintain is now shifted. Meaning we will have to trim around the pole, and those trees that Judy had mentioned had been identified as hazard trees, like the bulging root collar, or as in the way, essentially, for the pole. Two of those trees are kind of right at where the guy wire is, so to be able to replace the pole successfully and alleviate future issues with the trees, I am requesting permission, as this is a scenic road, to be able to do those removals and the trimming necessary to accomplish that project.
That sounds pretty clear. Any questions from the board? Right, safety issue and maintenance issue as well. So is there a motion to allow this cutting on a scenic road?
I'll make a motion to do the trimming of the three and the bulging root from Eversource, for Eversource.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second that.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Do we have nobody on Zoom? Okay, and we're all set.
That's
it
perfect.
Passed.
The work should occur in the next couple of weeks. The trees are flagged if you want to see them, but otherwise it should be pretty straightforward.
Excellent.
Thank you.
See you guys. Next week. Take care.
Thank you, Judy.
Sure, that was like an easy one.
Okay. All right, for our next one, we'll be doing case number 25-003, lot line adjustment, applicant Tom Severino, 92 Adams Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Owners, Tom Severino, 92 Adams Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. And Isaiah Susi, 31 Springview Avenue, Manchester, New Hampshire, 03103. And Bianca Severino, 64 Adams Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Property location, 40 Adams Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034, and 64 Adams Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Maps, 409, lots 69, 70, and 70-1. Intent, to reconfigure lots 69, 70, and 70-1 to give lot 70-1 frontage from Old Candia Road to Adams Road. Tom, would you like to review?
Thank you, members of the board. My name is Tom Severino, 92 Adams Road. As mentioned, here for a lot line adjustment on Adams Road. I don't know, Mark, if you have to go through an application acceptance first for a lot line adjustment as well.
Usually, someone would make a motion, okay, and then we would accept it after you review it with us.
Okay, yeah. So the current lots right now are the Hall lot that I had purchased at 40 Adams Road. This lot that I used to own next to James had frontage on the highway, lot 70-1. That lot came off of Richard Hoff's lot at one point, and I've owned it for the past, I don't know, 10, 15 years or so. So just recently sold that to Isaiah. And of course, my daughter Bianca owns Richard's lot there on Adams Road. So if anyone would like to see, that's the current configuration of the three lots. Bianca's house, the Hall house that was on Adams Road, and Isaiah's lot that sat behind those two lots. So the purpose of that was to be able to give Isaiah frontage on Adams Road instead of having to exit onto the highway, which the traffic, as you know, is fairly busy. We essentially straightened the lot lines out. So Bianca gave up a little bit of frontage, and we gave up some frontage off of the Hall lot, and we just kept the proper same acreage, basically a little over 3 acres on the Hall lot, but just running it back into that lot. And that gave Isaiah enough frontage here to create his 3 acre lot in the middle. And we extended Bianca's lot into the backland of where Isaiah's lot. So again, for everyone here, can see that it just took that lot that you see in the back, and we just reconfigured to have frontage on Adams Road was really the purpose of the lot line.
Makes three nice rectangle lots.
It actually straightened out the three lots and made it so we didn't have to have a driveway on the highway, and were able to have a driveway over on Adams Road. Happy to answer any questions.
I have a question. So on the front from Bianca's lot onto Isaiah's, there's a marker, but it's like 1.68 something meters of a yard of feet or something like that off now. Do we typically move that, or does it just there's a marker and we just it just gets right where your left hand is, a little bit down yet, just so. Just curious how that gets.
No, that's intentionally. So again, this whole request of granite bounds, you know, came along that you have to have granite bounds. Again, I'm still a believer that if there's a wall there and you can find a solid rock, you should either be putting pins in or drilling holes back in the walls again. But because of our regulations, you have to do bounds. When you can't do a bound because the wall's just in the way, they offset the granite bound. So they set the granite bound and they tell you the offset to the line because there is no way to set the granite bound in the middle of the wall.
Okay.
So that's standard. That was done back when those lines. So we'll set those, basically those four corners. These will be able to set because there's no wall on back where James' piece is, but the piece where the wall is, you have to set them as an offset from the wall.
Thank you.
Nice job.
Any other questions?
Again, nice and clean.
Yep.
So is there a motion?
I make a motion to approve the lot line adjustment.
Okay, second.
Second. Okay. Let me get my attendance sheet here. Okay. Judy?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Linda?
Yes.
And Mark? Yes. Okay. So that is approved.
Okay.
And we the notice. Lady, the notice will be sent out, and that'll be taken care of. Right? Okay.
Yeah, and they wanted to, Jones and Beach wanted to set those four bounds. Then they'll reproduce the Mylar. They'll state it as bounds set. Then I'll bring the Mylar in for signature, and I'll be able to record the Mylar once I can get your signature on that. But you wanted to set the bounds first so we could show it as such on the plan.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Official.
Perfect. And
you're welcome.
Thank you, everybody.
Yep.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Good luck, Isaiah.
Painless.
Yeah.
In the information.
Expensive.
Yeah, they're going to come back on the second meeting.
Okay. All right. So under other business, approval of minutes for 4/2/22.
What happened to the
second? Well, new girl, so we can put the numbers back in. You mean?
But I'm wondering.
Oh, that was discontinued. I was going to bring that up.
Okay, yeah.
But that was the information's discontinued.
Oh,
yeah. Just for the record.
They're going to come the second meeting in May.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
But you're right. That was good.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I just
you weren't here when we were talking.
Is she going to do in the future number it so it's easier to identify the line we're talking about? Okay.
I don't mind her.
And under other business, so we'll jump down to the approval of minutes.
I make a motion to accept the minutes as written.
I second that.
Okay. So for minutes. Judy?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Linda?
Yes.
And I will abstain because I was at a different function. Okay. I don't have anything left for me under town planning. Is there any other matter that would come before the board?
No, I just want to let everyone know that Amy and I did go up to Concord yesterday because they had five bills that they were discussing. All on zoning and items related to acreage and future developments. And it was pretty interesting. The first time I've ever been up there to listen to them. And basically everyone was opposed to it except for there was a couple reps from AARP, our local rep, Senate rep in Murray.
Senator Murphy.
He was in favor of it. And there was, I think, one other. But the majority of all the discussion was definitely opposed that remain in local control.
Yes.
So it was interesting.
Yeah. Yes.
And there was one gentleman that owns a bus company down at Seacoast. And he was very, very eloquent. I mean, he was well-spoken. He had his information.
Mm-hmm.
He even cited, you know, the RSAs of back when zoning was enacted.
Yep.
And what was that, 1925? and how they emphasized the fact that it was to be locally controlled and not regulated by the state. So it was just impressive to listen to his whole information. It was really good.
They had to continue it to next Tuesday.
Was it today? It was our next Tuesday.
That's yeah.
Right.
But it was, yeah.
Just a quick question, Brian. But ultimately, the state, through voting, the reps, they do have the power to tell the town. Even though 80, 100 years ago, they said local control, they still do
they
have
still can.
The power
yeah.
if they should.
I mean, there would be a hard argument to say that that was supported, but because it was, I would say 90-something percent or better was against it. But it was really interesting.
It was. I'm glad we
did. Yeah. And that was only the one we sat through. There were four other discussions, I think,
mm-hmm.
on relative items like that. But
I don't think the average person realized the state has that power.
Oh, yeah? Well, the only thing I would have liked to shared with them, because a lot of discussion came up about the cost of development today, the cost of housing. And the only thing I was really kind of wanted to share, but I didn't fill out a paper to speak, and was the fact that regulations have dictated so much of the expense today. I mean, the day when you could live in a cellar hole for 5 years and then build the upstairs when you had the money, those are gone. You can't do it now. I mean, you pretty much got to have a turnkey home to move into. And if anything was to change, I'd like to see a lot of regulations go away. I know they're trying to keep everybody safe and protected, but it goes too far, I think, sometimes. But it was interesting.
Thanks for going up as a citizen. Thank you.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was eye-opening.
Yeah.
Any other comments from the audience? No? I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second that.
Dave? Okay.
This is amazing.
That was
What?
All in favor?
Aye.
I didn't even have to hurry my dinner.